I'm Mary Carol Magazzini with VPR News. And now it's time for Public Post, made possible with support from Merchants Bank. The Vermont State Drama Festival was held last weekend in St. Johnsbury. The competition features one-act plays put on by high schools, which have advanced from five regional festivals around the state. VPR's Public Post reporter Amy Noyes brings us a story about one of the plays chosen to move on to next week's New England Festival.
Between performances, the energy in the corridors of Fuller Hall at St. Johnsbury Academy is palpable. Students in various combinations of costumes and street clothes are bustling up and down stairs and in and out of doorways. Among them are a group of students from Otter Valley Union High School in Brandon. They're easy to spot in matching gray t-shirts with a dictionary definition of the word inevitable printed across the chest. It's the name of the original play they came here to perform. Otter Valley Theater director Jeff Hall explains where the name originated.
It was a monologue written by a student who had come out several years ago out in Arizona at his college. We came across it, and it really felt like what we were trying to do.
The play, Inevitable, is bookended by the monologue, but the lines are split between cast members and sometimes spoken by all 18 performers at once. Between, there are no words. The story is told through movement. Lighting and music help convey the emotional plot. Hull and assistant director Anita Hughes started working with the students last fall, and by the time the regional drama festival rolled around, they had an avant-garde show about love, sexual identity, peer pressure, and inevitability. Hughes says the process will leave a lasting impression on the students who worked on the show.
And I think they'll remember this project for the rest of their lives. I think that it's that powerful, and you don't get a chance to be a part of that very often, something that special.
The bones of the story are guy meets girl, guy meets boy, guy must decide. And because there isn't dialogue, those are how the characters are listed in the playbill: guy, girl, boy, and ensemble. Ensemble member Jonna Keith says, like the vague character descriptions, the monologue that opens and closes the play is intentionally open-ended.
It really spoke to more than just the experience of coming out. It spoke to like a lot of different things. So you can apply those lines and feelings to choosing what college you're going to, or trying to choose if you should stay at a job or not. So we felt that the lines conveyed universal feelings, and that's why we chose the lines in our show.
Sierra Norford, who plays Girl, says the movement-based nature of the play makes it stand out from other pieces at the drama festivals.
Physical theater is something that is not seen very often, especially at these festivals. We're definitely like breaking new ground, which is kind of cool, and people are responding well to that, I think.
Jacob Miner, who plays the lead guy, says their first staging of the piece drew some strong reactions.
At first, it was shocking to those that came to see our show at Otter Valley when we presented it, because they didn't really know what the show was about. So after the first show, we went out into the lobby to see everybody, and we saw people crying. We saw some people confused on what had just happened, and some people just amazed by the work that we had put into this.
The play also enjoyed a good reception at its regional festival. Ben Francor, who plays Boy, says they recently got an invitation from Thetford Academy to perform Inevitable at their school.
And after seeing our play at regionals, they were really moved by it, and they thought it was something that their whole student body should see, like ours did. So they invited us to go down there one day. So we went and performed it for their student body and got a pretty nice reception.
Following successful productions at the State Festival, Otter Valley and U32 go on to perform at the New England High School Drama Festival in Connecticut next week. But that won't be their last performances. Both schools will perform at the Paramount Theater in Rutland on May 3rd as a fundraiser for local foster care programs and LGBTQA alliances in Vermont. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.